We see that in the past decade, a lot of economic progress have been made, but women have not so far benefited equally from the progress. We see also in some areas, in some countries, female and young people and children, they are discriminated against in terms of the access to education, work, and economic assets. Of course, their participation in national and local government decision-making process are far from adequate. There are also serious violence against women and young girls. So I think it is the consensus of the international community that the gender equality and empowerment of women and women's rights are the prerequisites for the implementation of the future sustainable development. If we want to achieve the future we want, as set out in Rio Plus 20 conference, we have to protect and advance the women's rights.
And why is it that women and girls are considered as participants and agents of change?
Well, in terms of sheer numbers, they constitute half of the world population, and they are operating in many important areas. If we say they are kept out in the economic growth, I think we will fail completely. And women and girls are making important contributions, even in the political affairs. So without them, I think we cannot succeed. So that's why they say their participation, their success are the prerequisites and the preconditions for our future success.
How is the Vienna Policy Dialogue going to make a difference to gender equality?
And this is a very important question, and I cannot answer this at this moment. I only can say my expectations, because the dialogue just started. The discussion is still going on. I would like to see is that the Vienna Policy Dialogue will produce national the policy recommendation to international organizations, national governments in the following areas. Number one, gender equality and empowerment of women should occupy the central place in the future sustainable development agenda. And secondly, the gender issues, gender equality, will be able to translate it into a national policy. Thirdly, since we have a lot of commitments in terms of gender equality and also empowering women, but more often than not, these commitments are not honored. So we need a system or mechanism for mutual accountability. But how? I think they are going to produce specific suggestions. Last but not least, I hope they will come up with the proposal that the gender-responsive budgeting and the planning should be incorporated into the national microeconomic plans so that the systematic guarantee would be placed there firmly to enhance the gender equality and also human rights. I don't know whether this is the final results, but I do think the most important is that the suggestion of placing gender equality at a central place of the future sustainable development agenda. I think they will come up with that.